The Pursuit for Gamma Ray Emitting Pulsar Wind Nebulae with the Fermi Large Area Telescope, by Jordan Lynn Eagle. There are at least 125 galactic pulsar wind nebulae, PWNA, that have been discovered from radio wavelengths to TV gamma rays, the majority of which were first identified in radio or X-ray surveys. An increasing number of PWNA are being identified in the TV band by ground-based Air Cherenkov telescopes such as HESS, MAGIC, and Veritas, such that they constitute the dominant source class of galactic TV emitters. Combining available MeV-GeV data with observations in the TV band is critical for precise characterization of high-energy emission from the relativistic particle population in PWNA, thus revealing the capability to produce a significant fraction of the detected galactic CR flux. However, MeV-GeV PWNA counterparts are still largely lacking even after 12 years of continuous observation of the entire sky. Less than a dozen PWNA are currently identified by the Fermi-LAT in the MeV-GeV band. Most PWNA are located along the galactic plane embedded within the prominent, diffuse galactic gamma ray emission, which makes these sources difficult to disentangle from the bright diffuse background. We present a systematic search for gamma ray counterparts to known PWNA in the 300 MeV2 TeV energy band using 11.5 years of Fermi-LAT data. For the first part of this search, we target the locations of PWNA previously identified across the electromagnetic spectrum that are not powered by pulsars previously detected by the Fermi-LAT as pulsating gamma ray signals, which includes 6 Fermi PWNA and 7 Fermi PWNA associations. We report the analysis of 58 total regions of interest and provide all firm and tentative detections along with their morphological and spectral characteristics. There are 11 unidentified gamma ray sources that we classify as firm PWNA counterparts, which doubles the PWNA population detected by the Fermi-LAT, and 22 gamma ray sources that are PWNA candidates. This was The Pursuit for Gamma Ray Emitting Pulsar Wind Nebulae with the Fermi Large Area Telescope, by Jordan Lynn Eagle.